In Anchorage, Alaska, a grizzly bear has been causing trouble by breaking into the Anchorage Zoo. The zoo already has a grizzly named Jake. The intruding bear, nicknamed Trouble, came down out of the nearby Chugach Mountains through neighborhoods and through a chain-link fence to get into the zoo. He ate what food he could find, he killed a popular white goose, and he visited Jake, the resident bear. They found Trouble pacing out in front of Jake's enclosure. This bear had to be subdued by dart gun, and that job went to Pat Lampe, the zoo's curator.
And I went back to my office and got a hold of Rick Sinnott, who works as a head biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. I had spoken to him earlier, and we had decided that if the bear would show up again, that we would make a combined effort to dart him. And so we both decided that we would load up tranquilizer darts, and I would try darting the bear from the inside, and if he left through his usual route through the fence, Rick would be there with a dart gun to dart him on the outside. It's pretty heavily wooded in our zoo, and so I had to kind of move over to where he was, and a couple times I was close enough to him, but there was too much brush in the way. Another time I did take a shot at him with a dart, but there was a branch about not even as big around as a pencil, and as luck would have it, my dart stuck in the branch, and the branch with the force of the dart hitting the branch slapped the bear, and so he took off running. And at that point in time, he covered a lot more ground in the zoo, and I got to a position where I got within about 15 yards, and I made sure there weren't any more branches that it could possibly deflect the dart or the dart stick in, because that was the last dart I had. And then I darted him in the right front shoulder. And he went down probably within about 10 or 15 minutes from the drugs.
So he was sedated then?
Yes.
And what did you do with the bear then?
Well, we knew he was out completely because Jake, our bear, could touch him through the bars of his exhibit, and the bear wasn't moving. Jake reached out and was like tapping his foot. We called Jake in and locked him up in his den and then went out through the exhibit, and then we had a safe way to make sure that bear, the Trouble, was out. And we transported him to our old polar bear exhibit that we're not using right now since we built a new one. And that's where he is right now.
Now, will you keep this bear that you're calling Trouble in your zoo?
No, we don't have room for any more bears right now. Two males usually don't get along together, so we just don't have room for him. We've been in contact with, let's start out with Diana Weinhardt. She's the head of the bear advisory group for most of the zoos in the lower 48. And she contacted some people, and the director of that zoo called me and said that they're very interested in it. It's not a positive that it's going to go down there, but it looks pretty good. They were just going to make a few last-minute checks and see about arranging shipment.
Mr. Lampe, thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Speaking with us from member station KSKA, Pat Lampe, curator of the Anchorage Zoo.